film to MTV Cribs, and now, during our quarantine, we're going to take a deep dive into celebrity living during the quarantine. Today's guest we have Drake, also known as Wheelchair Jeremy, you know, he's from the other parts of America. So we're going to go into his household. Let's check it out.
Ooh, this that's my door. That's my door ringing. Hello? Hey, what's going on? Oh, shit, this MTV?
Drake, what'd it do?
I like to go by Aubrey during the quarantine.
Hey, we're here for you and you are here for us. Thank you, Aubrey, for taking the time out of your day to do MTV Cribs.
Man, that ain't nothing but a word, yo. I need y'all to come on into the crib. Check this zone out. I just got this shit, yo. Look, so let me show you this shit. So right here... You know, look at Pete this roll. Go ahead, touch that.
Ooh, that's nice. What is that?
Ooh, that ain't velvet, girl. That's Tyrannosaurus Rex skin.
Okay.
That shit is fucking fire, yo.
Oh, right.
And then on the outside,
yeah.
Platypus fucking fur.
Nice.
Platypus fur.
That's interesting.
That's right.
Yeah. So, about your house. Like, how are you?
Hold on. We about to get there, yo. Pete's over here. We got motherfucking Beethoven's piano in this bitch.
Here in your world, Aubrey.
You think this is marble?
Oh.
Bitch, this ain't marble. This motherfucking marbled ostrich egg.
Oh.
That shit is fire, yo. This is Drizzy Drake's house. You better act like you know something. You in here.
Take my notes
real I just quick. Got the hottest track on, like, wow. ever right now.
Wow.
TikTok's going crazy. The airwaves are going crazy.
This shit, I know you heard that song. Never before seen MTV Cribs. Check it out.
You've heard the track, right?
The track, of course.
My
of
new
course.
Song?
The it goes, shit, finger fapping to the weekend. Walking to the... kitchen, like while I'm eating, yeah, it goes left foot, right, fap, fap, sleep, 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 fap, and fap, sleep,
no,
eat.
No, sweetheart, sleep, nah, you're not gonna disrespect it.
I be walking around the house,
I'ma need you to shut the fuck up,
move around my little mouse,
no, ma'am,
though.
Yo, so this is not how, you know the song, don't play with me, yo, I got all the children on TikTok fucking
bud,
buzzing right now,
smoke some bud,
from 8 to 15 years old, they're going crazy, yo. Let me show you how to get it. It'll go right foot, right, left foot, left.
Here we go.
Right and left.
Let's go.
Left and right. Basically,
jeez,
I'm
knees.
Saying either way, it's
my
I'm right.
Lord.
You, I'm my child's white. Ooh.
Wow.
Don't
yeah.
you want to dance with
that.
Me?
Are you okay?
Oh, my
you
son looks like Michael Jack.
You want to talk about it?
Son.
Oh, gosh. That's awkward as hell. Baby, you don't talk about the baby.
I can't talk about the kid.
You can't talk about the baby.
I can't talk about the
babies
kid.
Babies is off limits. It's like Love and Hip Hop. If you talk about the babies, I'm popping the fuck
Pusha
off.
Pusha T talked about the kid, so I should be able to talk about
that's
the kid.
That's a diss, okay? Aubrey knew he shouldn't have came for the king of good music. You shouldn't be coming for Pusha T.
Whatever, y'all. What's good?
And your baby white as hell.
It maybe is white as
okay.
shit. It's my fucking Entangled podcast. We back in this bitch. Here serving up some bars and content during the quarantine. We are here for you. We are risking our lives recording from the safety of our own homes. How
There's
are we risking our
risky.
Lives, you
I
ask?
I was like, how?
Because
how?
Somebody else could have touched this laptop at a certain point in time, and now I'm touching it, and now I could be exposed to the COVID-19.
Boy, if you don't shut up, you've had that laptop for 12 years. Shut up.
Whatever, nigga. Now you put me on blast, yo. Niggas don't need to see our equipment that we're working at. Whatever, dog. That's motherfucking the Tango Podcast. It's your co-host, Teddy the Bearded Peacock.
It is your other co-host, Rashonda Dawn, in this bit.
And it's been a struggle.
It has.
I mean, like, I think everyone, for the most part, is getting to a point where they're comfortable in this quarantine. Not comfortable, but at least figuring out what works for
right,
them.
Right, there's a routine that they've, like, established. Yeah, yeah, absolutely.
The hard part is the fact that you don't, like, it's a game of stamina. We don't know when this is going to be over.
Yeah, absolutely.
And so, you know, we can only do but so much. And things get repetitive. People get bored. those first 2 weeks, everybody's like, ooh, pick up a new hobby. What you doing? Right. How you building?
You need to do something with your life.
That's you right. Look at you. Look at you. You probably sitting on the couch, not doing shit, beat your beat, when you can make a phone call right. to better your life.
Right. It's simple. Just get off the couch.
And dial 1-800-EVEREST-COLLEGE.
That's what it was, Everest. I was like, was it called Mount Everest?
What was the one that Romeo did?
No, I want to be one less. No, that is.
Called J.G. Wentworth. No, that's not it.
You know, some of these Maury, like, commercials.
1-800-CLEANERS. Stanley Stick, no.
And I went to college, didn't do great. So I gotta make that's more it. Cash and make a bigger salary. If I get a degree, I will make. Why do I know that?
What the fuck just happened? See, this is why you can't be in the fucking house.
Get connected for free.
For free.
An education connection. Get connected for free.
Better bust that pussy wide open right. for your education.
For the education. Okay. Yo, we need to make these commercials.
No, we don't. Please. Listen, y'all.
Sponsor us. Thank you.
So, I mean, and I think the hardest part, though, is, like I said, that first 2 weeks, everybody was like, you gotta create something. You gotta be here. You gotta build. Use this time to better yourself.
We're just trying to survive.
And,
like, what are you...
And it's a thing of privilege for us, because, yes, we're trying to survive, but we have an apartment. We have vinyls. We got books. We got everything we need.
Absolutely.
We got liquor. But,
that is a hobby.
Yes. Yeah. But it's hard because there was so much pressure to create something, and I've, like, just been, I feel like I've exhausted myself.
Mm.
I've exhausted, like, every creative outlet. Not all my creative outlets, but I can't think of anything. I'm stuck. I feel like I'm in a creative rut. I tried to, like, write poems. We've, you know, been trying to think of topics and stuff for the podcast, but it's, like, without inspiration from outside and human interaction.
Absolutely. Or exploring.
Yeah.
And, yeah.
from your community.
Yeah.
You're just recycling all the same old shit that everybody else has done. Or the same ideas, the same thought. Because now we're just living in, like, a social media bubble, and we can't draw much inspiration from things outside of our home. So it's
and
hard.
Social media.
Yeah.
Because you don't know a lot of people from social media. They always put, like, you know, Throwback Thursday, or this is where I used to be, or I miss outside. That's not really, like, moving forward, and that's not, like, in a progressive way. It's always just, like, regressing and, oh, what it used to be when it wasn't in quarantine, and I don't feel... Like you said, there's just perspective that I can grab from.
Mm-hmm. And it's cool to be able to, like, because before, when all this first started, everybody was like, all right, well, cool. You know, I'm going to take this time to plan for when it's over.
Right.
But now niggas don't know when it's over.
It's
so now
it's
like.
It's the end of April. It's the end of May.
We just keep waiting. So we have a list of all these things we want to do.
Right.
But no.
It's like hopscotch. Context. You know, or jump, what is it? With the double ropes.
Double Dutch.
God damn it. I was sick at it. But it's like, you're just kind of like waiting for you to enter in, and little to no action.
So what have you been doing to try and figure out to kind of get those creative juices flowing? Mm. Also, that sounds nasty.
When you think about the visual,
it's like, damn, let me get your...
creative rainbow comes out.
Let me get them creative juices flowing. I feel like that's some shit I would have said to a girl in college back in the day. Damn, girl, you can come to my crib and I can help you get those creative juices flowing. Or niggas who spit poetry. Like the niggas who be like, I want to intercept your mind.
I used to be in BSU. I know those little open mic
I want to penetrate your mind with my spirit.
This is triggering. Yeah, it's a little triggering. And I just wish you would just stop.
I'm done. Go ahead.
Okay,
but what are you doing? What are you doing to
flex your creative muscle? So I do find that, because we do live in an apartment, a one-bedroom apartment, I need music. I don't need booze. It helps. And cooking.
Cooking has helped you?
Cooking has definitely helped me. Oh, and sometimes it's like, damn, I don't feel like doing it. And it's crazy because a lot of my favorite restaurants, I can't go out and, like, eat at these restaurants anymore. So I have to, like... It forces me to cook, mm-hmm. but it also forces me to be creative and, you know, instead of doing butter, let me try olive oil. Let me try coconut oil with my edible brownies that
you know what else coconut oil is good for? Penetrating that butt.
That is wild.
Yo,
I mean,
coconut oil has tons of uses. You can
do
oil pulling and
cleanse
all the toxins in your mouth.
You did get me into oil pulling.
You can also put some around the rim of her anus.
Oh, okay.
To you know.
Uh huh. Because you don't, no, that's a little too forceful. We're gonna at least warn a bitch and just or like, talk me through it.
It's
like,
good for massages. It's good for your scalp. It's good.
If your puppy has a bad breath. I mean, a spoonful goes a long way.
Bruh, get you a big ass thing of coconut oil from Sam's Club and just explore that. That could be your creative outlet.
Bam. Pinterest is your best friend. I swear.
Butt play, mouth hygiene, and skincare all in one item.
And removing toxins from your body. As we are all sitting with the unknowns, you know, the gyms are closed, so you don't really work out as much. I think trying to keep your home, like physically and like your persons, your home, as healthy as possible is vital.
Mm-hmm.
It is so vital. There's like so many cases that I hear that people have like, they've been home. They haven't even gone to the grocery store in weeks and yet they still pop up positive for COVID-19. It has something to do with if you're not taking care of your home, including your body, you don't have a strong immune system.
Yeah. But again, to like, strengthening your creative mind, that creative section of your mind, you know, putting your home in a position that it inspires you.
Absolutely.
And so that's something that I think has been a big push to kind of explore our own apartment.
What about you?
That's what I'm talking about. Yeah. And explore spaces that in the apartment that inspire me to be creative. The other piece is, before I would take specific time out of my day to write all of my ideas down.
Okay.
I would, while I'm at work, I would take like 30 minutes and I would just throw up all the creative ideas that I had onto a sheet of paper, and I'd take another like 15 minutes to organize them into my next steps. Mm-hmm. And I can't do that now because, not that I can't do that, but I'm not drawing inspiration from anywhere. So now instead is, if I have an idea, if I want to write a poem, if I have an idea for a t-shirt, if I have topics, as soon as I have it, I'm putting it in my phone. At the end of the night, I'm looking through everything to then organize it.
Like inventory, like check.
Yeah. So that has helped. Talking to some friends who are also struggling creatively, because I feel like it's a lot of us that are feeling that way.
Absolutely.
But also utilizing all these free resources. I'm taking a class with the MoMA right now. They offer free coursework for fashion design, photography, all these different things. So,
absolutely.
And it's free. Yeah. So taking the time to like use that and read more information. Right now I'm taking like a fashion and design course.
Nice.
And it's breaking down the history of fashion being put into fine art museums and things like that.
Yeah.
And just giving me insight into how it's developed. Because I already know, like, from the streetwear aspect of it, but finding out the history, the knowledge, you know, researching and finding more knowledge is also what's been very inspiring to me.
So how do you, what would you say for those that struggle with, like, online learning? Because I know you're dealing with some of, like, your students that have to, you know, diverge to online learning now. So, like, there's, like, less accountability for some folks. Like, oh, well, I'll get to it when I get to it. What kind of advice would you tell, like, a student of life?
I have no advice. You have to adapt. Like, if we think back to, you just have to adapt. If we think back to really any other major life event that's caused a shift in the way that, you know, we think back to the when the market crashed, computer stores like closed, the CDs stopped being sold.
That's
like,
true.
Everybody started going online, and that's how we birthed, like, having these online platforms and streaming and all that.
Yeah.
You have to adapt. You got to figure out how to make the shift for you.
Yeah.
I can't give you advice on it. You just have to take that time. It's going to be a learning curve. Shit going to suck.
Yeah.
But you got to figure it out. And I think it's not being afraid to be on your own and explore yourself and your own thoughts and processes. To figure that out. Because right now, yo, if you look on social media, I feel like everybody's like, first of all, because I hate like Instagram models. I can't stand them. I love y'all if y'all listen. If you listen to a Tangle podcast, I love you. But like, for the most part, I can't stand y'all. But they'll be talking about, oh God, I just hate being in the house by myself. And I wish I had a bae right now so they can get like the online attention.
Of course, of course.
But it creates this stigma of like,
you can't be alone.
You can't be the fuck alone. Yeah. Being alone is great.
Yeah. I'm so happy that I have the ability to still go to work in the hospital. Because when I do go to work, like, I have very low interaction with people. I mean, I talk to people on the phone constantly, on emails, like the little systems that we use. I'm constantly talking to people. But physically, I don't see people a lot. And it's great to have that alone time to not only focus on like the patients, of course, but like also focus on myself, my like entrepreneurial endeavors. And like, you are home, you got your own time to yourself. I love it. I love the balance of it. How do you navigate?
So have you been coping? How do you handle being alone in thought then? Because, you know, a lot of people, I think why a lot of like Instagram or a lot of people who've profited off of culture or profited off of like Instagram attention and things like that.
Yeah.
I think they're struggling because it's like now you don't have any content to pitch really. And you just have to be by yourself. You have to think, you have to explore those kind of deeper foundations of thought for you.
It's hella trial and error. It's just, you know, I gotta figure it out. Thank God for accountability with my family, you know, my partner and my friends, not too many friends, because, you know, don't need a Molly in my life right now. But I think just writing it out and just not being afraid to fail is key for me, because oftentimes a lot of people are like so scared to even act because they think they're going to like suck. They think that they're going to be corny or they're going to fail or whatever. So they just don't even move. So I try to overcome those thoughts when I'm alone by just like acting. I just write it out. I have literally 3 different journals, one for my entrepreneurial endeavor, Entangle podcast, and then what I have with like professional goals as well, just because like, you know, when you're in your job, sometimes they kind of put you in a box. Like, I want to
don't
be
put me
bit,
in a box.
Yeah,
my nigga.
Like, I'm a peacock captain.
The
like,
fuck out of here.
I want to fly, nigga.
The fuck out of here. I'm a dodecagon, nigga. You gonna try to put me in four
First
corners,
of all,
bro?
Dodecagon.
That's 12, cut. I think.
Okay, I was about to say, am I about to fact you? I'm gonna fact check you.
You fact check this
look,
dick, nigga.
Give me 2 seconds. Fuck give me 2 seconds.
I think it's because like do and deca.
Doe, a deer, a female deer. Get the fuck out of here. I can't stand your black ass.
But it's hard though. I think people, we have, that's right, you know it's hard. But no, I think a lot of people don't get much time to just be alone with their thoughts. We're being forced into a reset to
kind
of sit with ourselves. And a lot of people
it's
don't.
It's uncomfortable.
But a lot of people don't have to do that. And so I think people are getting, you know, talking themselves into negative spaces or just being put into negative places because they're not accustomed to being with their own thoughts, which again is like why therapy is so fucking important. Why you gotta have even teletherapy or, you know, even just meditation. Like, we in our country struggle with being alone and exploring, doing all that self-exploration.
Yeah.
Because even when we're in alone time, what are we doing? Scrolling through fucking Instagram.
Right.
And seeing what other people got the fuck going on.
And you call me on that bullshit. Like, when we go driving, if it's, like, quiet, rather than engage in conversation, sometimes I'll just pull out my phone. And I don't even think about it. It's not even like I'm bored, but because it's silent, you know.
How do you pull yourself out of that rut then? Like, how do you pull yourself out of
I have to actively.
A frenzy of negative thoughts.
I have to actively just be like, okay. Because I definitely had a situation where I was going straight off emotion and didn't care what anybody else thought. And luckily I had a friend that was just like, hey, arm grab.
Mm-hmm.
This wasn't it. So I think I had that like in the back of my mind was like, what would this person think if I said this? Or what would this person do if I did this? So, It helps.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I don't know. I even when I'm around people, I'm such an inward person. Most people, you know, because I'm so loud and like rambunctious, I guess. People are always like, oh shit, he's like constantly like hype and all this shit. But when I, even when I'm out and doing all that, I'm constantly in my head, doing a lot of kind of self-reflection. So I'm okay with it.
Yeah.
Even when I get into the moments where it's in a dark, a very dark place, I'm cool because I need to go there for some reason. Yeah. I don't know why I need to go there, but I'll get
healing.
To that point.
It's healing.
And sometimes it's not. So, like, yeah. And that's fine. But I'm okay with being in that space because I'm comfortable enough with being in the dark spaces and being able to pull myself out, recognizing that, like, oh, no, I just kind of brought myself here. So now it's time to step aside. But when I'm, like, in a place where I feel like I'm stuck, I just go do something.
Yeah.
Like, that's why I don't
care.
Do you,
like a time limit and you're just like, all right, next thing?
No. If I'm just, like, if I feel like I'm getting to a place where I'm about to lose control, I just go do something.
I got you.
Like, that's why I don't care if I go on, like, a trip by myself or, like, if I go wander out on my own. Shit. When I fucked up and, like, be out with a bunch of people and somebody getting on my nerves,
yeah.
I'll be the first nigga to be like, all right, cool, I'm out. And then I'll go, and I'll go wander off.
Right. So I'm sure this quarantine sometimes can be, I mean, when you do have alone time, it's perfect for you.
Yeah.
Yeah. To do that.
It's fine. Like, it's just forcing that time for me.
Yeah.
So.
Absolutely.
I appreciate it, though.
And so I do have not really questions, but I do encourage people who are in those, like, when they do get into those alone times and their thoughts, that when they do get into, like, negative self-talks, I think it's important to put a time limit, like 20, 30 minutes. Okay, I felt this way. Now it's time to do something about it.
Yeah.
Okay, I don't like the way that I've been looking. My little pooch has been coming out a little over my yoga pants. You know, I think I could do some things at the house. You know, I think I can work on, like, my vitamin intake and water intake.
You know how many people, you know how many niggas about to come out of this and not be able to see their dick no more over their stomach?
Okay. I wasn't ready for that. Because
you said the pooch. You know how many people are going to be chilling and, like, just been chilling on the couch? They've been ordering pizza every single day.
That Cheeto
get like,
there?
Damn, bro, where my dick go?
Whoa.
Bruh, that's scary. Because imagine if you got to pee, right? And you don't know where your dick is
crazy.
You can't see over your stomach. This coming from a big nigga. I'm a big nigga already, but I can still see my junk.
Right.
Because my meat be swinging. No,
okay,
I'm just kidding.
Okay,
I'm actually... Little meat gang
in
this bitch.
My parents listen to this. Can we stop talking? Let's just diverge the focus.
But all I'm saying, that's why. Yeah, this is the podcast. So, but.
Hella dip tops.
I mean, that's the podcast. So, I just think, I forgot. I lost my train of thought.
It's okay.
Dip talk.
It's okay.
Penis.
Yeah. So, I was saying, like, when we get into those, like, mental spaces of just, like, negative self-talks, I think it's important to, like, put a time limit on it and then, like, get the fuck past it. Because I think when you plant a seed in your mind, whether good or bad, like, it's going to grow. So, I think, I'm not trying to be all like, oh, but you have to be super positive and super motivating. And because that's not always the case, especially when you're alone. But I do think that you gotta focus on how you occupy your mental space. Does that make sense? You know what?
That's a bar.
What was it? Do what?
Nothing.
What?
Go.
All right. So we are in what now? A little over a month.
Nigga, I have no idea. Time is a social fucking construct.
It
doesn't mean anything.
Tuesday?
Actually, this happened on. I remember my job said it was Friday the 13th. This happened on Friday the 13th of March because that was the last day. That was when we got the email that yo, it's time to quarantine.
Yeah.
So I guess it's been over a month now at this point. But
because we got back from New Orleans. The beginning of March?
Second week of March. Or no. Yeah it was the first week of March.
Yep.
Yeah. Yeah.
And then as soon as we got back, I was like,
it was death raining down upon you. Jeez. Which, like, low-key, I think, like, we probably had the Rona. We probably had Corona, like, early on.
Yeah.
We was on this before everybody. So, everybody out here.
But we still quarantined.
Y'all
like,
bullshitting.
We had no choice. We was like, fuck it. If everybody thinks that I'm a shitbag because I called out, I don't care.
Nah, nigga, we had Corona before all y'all, yo. Catch up. But,
what the fuck? But, I can't stand you.
The hipsters of sickness.
I know. We've been on it.
The health hipsters, bro. What the fuck? We out here, yo. I was on Corona before it was cool.
Bye.
But Yeah, we're a month in this bitch.
Yeah. Yeah, so.
Of being in the house.
But yeah, literally. All the time. Yeah, so with that.
With my significant other.
So, I'm trying to. Wanting to kill her. So. If you let me finish. This is literally an ongoing thing. I will
finish
thing.
You. Is what needs
okay.
to happen.
No, okay. Ahead. So. Get the fuck out. So, literally, it seems like with us being quarantined, I'm pretty sure there's a lot of single people out there that are like, oh, so whatever happened to the couples and the married folks that are like, oh, happily married with my significant other. Oh, we just so happy and cooped up in the same house. First of all, y'all sound really upset.
Bitter ass bitch.
So that let's just get that straight.
Two. Your only boyfriend is your vibrator. Quit playing with us. Two. What happens when you run out of batteries and you can't go to the grocery store?
Damn.
Also, like, it's 2020. At this point, you should have, like, chargeable vibrators.
Absolutely. You don't need batteries anymore. You should have, like, it's anymore. Like an Xbox controller. You should have chargeable packs.
Or like the little,
throw that bitch in the freezer.
Nah, you know how you can set the, your phone on the little charging pad?
Yeah, exactly.
You could do that for your vibrator.
No, and just maybe not the actual device of the vibrator, but the charging pad. No, but, like,
the base of it.
Oh, absolutely.
You, like, set the base on there.
I think that is a beautiful way to wake up.
A vibrator, right?
Mm-hmm.
And the charging station is a vagina.
No.
And like you put it in the vagina and it charges.
But maybe a lot of people don't need the insertion masturbation. They That's need true. Little There's all the other stimulating ones. Stimulating your...
Just like...
Yeah, exactly. What the sound effect? I am not
That's
okay.
so dope. Hold on. Yo, don't steal our idea. We're
I
cutting
am
that out.
Not okay with this. But yes, with that. And two, you know, couples, we do go through shit. We do argue. I really feel like a lot of it, and I have to stop with the self-sabotaging talks, but I do feel like a lot of the times I'm like, oh, because I'm on my period, I'm gonna be a bitch, or I'm gonna go psycho, or I'm gonna go da-da-da-da-da. Like, I had to realize I need to be a little bit more compassionate with myself. I need to stop with the negative self-talks. Yes, I'm not a perfect being. And the cycle or the periods
but I'm perfect,
is not going to be the determining factor as to why we're not going to make it. Because I did, and this is just like a vulnerable moment with the listeners, but I was ready to call it quits with the relationship. And it has nothing to do with him.
Because I'm perfect.
Okay. It has nothing to do with him. I felt that I was struggling because I wasn't making any moves creatively with my different avenues, that I was riding his coattail, or I felt that I was not doing enough in the relationship. I wasn't doing enough as a person, and that negative self-talk can sometimes destruct myself. I was literally like texting him like, I can't do this. I can't do this relationship. Da 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 da. And you know, I think often a lot of times men would just half the time they'll either be like, well, all right, fuck it. Well, like, yeah, I mean, that's what it is. But that's what it is. What it is. But for the other half of the patient partners, I just strongly urge you to just continue to be patient, because I think this is a very uncertain time. It's a very wary time of just like trying to figure not only just each other out, but to figure ourselves out. Because for me to like constantly think that I'm not deserving of love, or I'm not deserving of, you know, any type of like partnership with someone, I think that is like cutting my ties. Like,
so here's the thing.
It's just not.
It's,
yeah.
You know, they talked a lot about like the divorce rates going up and shit.
Recently?
Yeah, since quarantine, because you not going to work, you in the house,
yeah,
with your significant other. That's it. So it's difficult for a lot of people, because they just have to, again, now it's alone time, but it's also alone time with your partner,
right? Like getting to
so
know.
Like now I have like all the shit that I probably couldn't stand about you,
right,
is like surfacing because I'm spending all 24 fucking hours with you. But
wake up, eat, sleep, eat.
Yeah, but I think also the couples that have argued and then will come out of this Every couple that makes it out of this will be significantly stronger.
Oh, absolutely.
But that shit takes work. Like, you gotta communicate. You gotta talk. I am a person who, yeah, I'm patient, but I'm also like, yo, you gonna do what you gonna do. Right. I'm not gonna change your mind. Like, and the doors of the church are open.
Right.
So, and not as a, what is it, ultimatum? Not as an ultimatum. Ultimatum?
Yes, okay.
Not as an ultimatum, but like, make a decision.
Yeah.
And, you know, you can step or you can chill. But the other thing is, too, which I don't understand, is like, my nigga, ain't no way in hell, like, we're not married, but ain't no way in hell that I would want to go through a divorce during this time. Divorces are difficult.
Yeah.
And I'm not even talking about the emotional aspect.
Right.
All the paperwork and just all that shit, all the logistics that you got to figure out, that would fucking suck.
I don't think that's, it's ideal for a lot of people. I understand. It is like so, it's an uncomfortable time of our lives right now. And I feel like if anything, we need each other.
Yes.
But we just need to be able to put that ego and that pride aside. Put the ego aside.
But then the last thing is,
yeah,
you done kicked this person out the house now. You're single. You're chilling in the crib. You can't go on Tinder. Ain't nobody coming to fuck over. Mm-mm. You can't go on Hinge. Who the fuck you hitting up? You're going to scroll through every single clip on Pornhub, on X Video. You're on X and XX. That's the last one I'm going to name. You're going to go through every single thing and be exhausted and tired of all that and crave human interaction. So then you're just lonely as fuck, chilling in the crib, beating your dick, and watching YouTube. Bored as hell trying to learn a new skill.
I don't think being lonely is like what should scare a person. I just think that we should encourage the idea of like talk that shit out.
It's weighing your options. I'm not talking about being scared. Weigh your options.
Yeah.
You want to talk some shit out? What's more work? You want to talk some shit out with your partner?
Yeah.
Or you want to chill in the fucking house and now have to deal with a heartbreak? And like navigating
lawyer fees and all.
Well, I'm not even married, just in a relationship. Yeah. Deal with heartbreak, navigating being without a partner.
Yo, there's it, like, a video piles clip up on. Yeah,
there's a video clip of a nigga in the bathroom, and he ran out of toilet tissue, and he was like, "Hey, babe, oh god!" It's like those be the moments when you realize, "Oh shit, I'm single now." So that's what you want to do during quarantine, especially because now it's even more work to go out and get some toilet tissue. You gotta put on a fucking face mask.
Right.
You want to look good and presentable because you haven't left the house in like 3 weeks.
Right.
So damn, and you got a shitty butt because you wasn't able to wipe your butt, or you got a bloody butt because you had to wipe your butt with paper towel. Right. Like, that's horrible.
Or you have to take a shower and like kind of let it fall.
Oh, and then you gotta like mash it down the drain. You gotta step
you
on
have
that
to?
Drain. Are you just gonna let
say no,
you
no,
gonna
say
let
no,
your poop
no,
drip?
No, say no, say no, say no, say no.
Unless you had a
runny
boo-boo.
I've never been in that situation, so that's
no,
why
but
I don't
then
know.
Again, you had a runny boo-boo because you chilling in the house, so you wasn't eating real food. You sad, so
wow.
You probably eating pizza and shit. And now,
see,
man,
I just encourage togetherness, because it doesn't even have to be, like, even
niggas.
To when you are, like, by yourself. If you're quarantined with someone that you, like, just dearly trust, I think that it is just so important, and also just like reaching out via phone and the video chats, like it's just so important that we just need each other. But with this, I wanted to kind of delve into ways to overcome self-sabotaging, because I don't think I'm the only person that has felt this.
Listen, all of y'all, it's a sabotage.
So when it comes to self-sabotaging, and again, you're not a shitty person for feeling like this or feeling like this, but one, understand what self-sabotage is. It's like a passive way to be like, oh, I don't deserve this. Oh, I don't think I should be deserving of it. Recognize it and the habits that comes with self-sabotaging. Three, identify the root causes. So maybe like your past relationships have like caused you to be like, well, he's this and that and this and that, and I'm just this puny little meh, or she's this and that, and I'm just this puny, whatever. Identify the root causes as to why you feel this way. Take the time to self-reflect. Some deep meditations is very vital. Find your inner positive voice. So like I said, when you do find yourself in those like moments of negative self-talks, I think that inner positive voice, a lot of like mirror talks. Shout out to Issa Rae for all that, like, just rapping to herself. Bibbidi babbidi bibbidi bitch, you that bitch. You know what I'm saying? I think that's really important.
Okay.
Yes, I was spitballing. You won't like it.
Okay.
Six. Change your pattern of behavior.
Your pattern.
Your pattern. I said pattern. I think it's a Maryland thing. I really think it's a Maryland. Anyway, change your pattern of behavior. So you catch yourself, you see yourself in these like habits. Catch yourself and make moves. Make small and meaningful changes. I think what has helped me during this time is creating a routine. Yes, I clock in. And yes, I like to take a nap.
You go the fuck back to bed. No bullshit. Yes. Nigga, you clock in and then you be cozy under the covers.
I take a quick, like, 20-minute nap. Whatever. Like,
if you work with Rashawn, I need you to know I'm snitching that Rashawn clocks in and then keeps her pajamas on, gets cozy as fuck back in the bed.
Okay. And, I think it's just vital that you catch yourself in these meaningful changes. Because in your mind, you know you want to work, but, you know, your jammies. It's your jam. And then lastly, set goals and make plans. Although you can't really make plans to go out, I think making plans, like we do have our 3-year anniversary coming up on Tuesday. I don't really know what today is, so I know it's coming up soon. Hello. I think making plans and setting some goals, not just for myself, but for my partner, I think is very meaningful to our relationship and trying to, like, make things new and change shit up. Because no one likes a boring partner. No one likes someone, you know, your partner who doesn't like to make the effort to make changes in the behaviors and their patterns. Am I saying this right? Patterns?
Yeah, you got it, nigga. You got here. You out here,
what
son.
What the fuck ever. But just, plant some good seeds in your mind and let it grow. Let it grow. You're not alone.
And just get active. Like, we get, not like get active and create something and build something and better yourself.
Yeah.
But act like you have to take action.
Even if it's minor.
It's cool to plan. It's cool to like write all this shit down. It's cool to like, you know, have all these journals and talk about all these things, but you have to actually plan. You have to actually do those things.
Yeah.
Or there is no change. Like, it's that simple. You know, we get so conflicted. We freak ourselves out thinking, oh, I gotta do all this stuff to like fix and resolve this. No, just do the shit. Just try something. Right. If it don't work, try something else.
Right.
It like
Cat Williams. Trash it. Don't work.
Trash it.
That's literally that. So, like, my motto.
Even being quarantined, trying to figure out how, you know, shit works. You tried something, you didn't like it, didn't work, still made you feel stressed, still made you tired. Go figure something else out. Try some new shit, nigga. Like,
if it doesn't fulfill you, like,
that's what it is.
Move the fuck on.
Try shit, nigga.
Yeah.
Now, the one thing that does not work, a friend of mine told me when it comes to trying shit, his neighbor was trying to cope with being quarantined. And this nigga was scrolling through Tinder and, like, had a new Tinder date in his house, like, every day that week.
Like, different Tinder dates.
Different Tinder dates. Nigga, we're quarantined. So you're, like, single-handedly causing the city of Philadelphia, the city of brotherly
you
love.
You might as well just give out HIV.
No. Well, I mean,
I feel like that's, like, the same thing.
I don't think they're the same thing. I don't know. I think HIV kills a different demographic.
I
wonder what the numbers.
Corona versus HIV is a different
demographic. Ooh! Remember Celebrity Deathmatch? We should make that a Celebrity Deathmatch. Corona versus HIV.
Wow.
And they could, I don't know what.
But it'd be like hella like old, like, I don't even want to.
Where are we going with this? Say it. Say that shit. Talk that talk, Slim.
It'd be like a whole bunch of like George Clooney's and Robert De Niro's versus like.
Those are the ones with HIV or Corona?
No, with Corona because they're older.
Oh, okay.
You know, because it hits that demographic, right?
Okay, the older demographic. Now, who's the HIV demographic?
I feel like I'm going to shoot myself in the foot.
Who's the HIV demographic? Magic Johnson. That's who. Magic motherfucking Johnson.
I didn't want to do it because, hey, bro, like, NBA is like, closed, so I don't know.
You think Will Chamberlain had HIV?
That was what, back in the 80s, 90s?
Yeah, you think Rick James had HIV?
Oh, cold blooded.
That's what it felt when he was peeing. Oh. It's supposed to burn, but it's so cold.
Make me now.
But I don't even know what my fucking point was. I just know that nigga, you can't be having hoes in your house during motherfucking coronavirus.
Why they gotta be hoes though? They ain't gotta be hoes.
Cause hoes never get cold and hoes never get corona. So the hoes are the only ones that are coming out during this epidemic or pandemic. Dropping knowledge, nigga.
I see.
Use it or lose it, my brother. See, consciousness over corona.
Okay, that's enough. So do you have some sort of...
presence over punani.
Mm-hmm. All right, and...
No, go ahead.
Okay.
Go ahead. Ask your question. I'm good.
Do you
growth
have, you
over gallivanting in this
I
pussy.
I am done.
Nah.
Stop. Like, no.
But, also, just like for all the people out here, I know you, all of our hoes out there, you haven't had an opportunity to, you know, work these streets and, you know, loosen your loins. So we want to just provide a quick lesson for when this is all over, because as you know, we have our PhDs in hoology. So we want to just spread some knowledge for you hoes. You got some words of advice for all the thotty McDot-thots out there?
I feel
like I spit on you when I said that.
That's okay. And you know coronavirus is by droplets. Mm-hmm.
Mm. Oh my God, can you get...
You can get it through airborne too.
Never mind.
Yeah.
Like if somebody like gets shot.
It's your respiratory.
Like if it was the money shot.
I'm not even going to like explain it to you because I'm sure... The world has gotten so many different opinions of what the coronavirus is and how you get it and how long it stays on the surface.
Also,
whatever.
Nobody really knows.
Exactly. Because people on Facebook got so many different fucking opinions.
That's because
God damn
no professionals have given like the raw facts because nobody's given us enough information. But my question is like, if somebody hits you with a money shot, bow, all over the face,
right,
do you get coronavirus?
I am going to
Cause it's not
recruit...
an STD.
A medical profession to come on here. I feel like talking from a clinical support staff member, I don't have the answers. Look, nigga, I ain't got the answers.
I just want to know.
But I would love to. I think that's going to be my homework for
all
my quarantine.
The face. And now you're sick.
I'm not in school, but I think finding a health profession to talk about like the different like safety measures and precautions and when you are engaging in sexual activities, what to be cautious of. I think that'll be
I've looked at a couple articles that have talked about like safe sex during the quarantine.
Absolutely.
But it's like,
but we should also
it's cool
be in
it's
the house.
You're practicing safe sex, that's what's up, but like if this isn't your consistent partner and this isn't the only person you see, nigga, stay your ass in the house.
Thank you.
What you doing?
Thank
like
you.
You're like, oh, it's good. I'm not, you know, I could.
This is equivalent to, or I think, if anything, worse than a recession financially.
No, it hasn't been.
You don't think so?
Nah.
But I think that it's like, it is threatening to health and financial aspects of the American people. So that's why I feel like it's worse than the recession.
Nah, the banks was wildin', bruh. Everybody lost their fucking house. It's not a game. Niggas.
Yeah.
We done seen some shit, bruh.
I know.
We done seen some shit, yo. I survived DC Sniper, yo.
I was about to say, there's a lot of shit that we as millennials have, like, endured.
Bruh, I cannot wait to tell my kids and my grandkids. Yo, when I tell my grandkids...
I feel like I'm gonna have PTSD in, like, 2037.
Don't touch me, you need to wash your hands, boy.
Someone says toilet paper and I'm gonna just start swinging the air. Just be like, no! No!
Bruh,
no.
Can you imagine? Here's what's gonna happen. I'm predicting it. No. Everybody from our generation, we're no longer gonna have toilet paper when we're older. Every old folks' home, every old person when we get older will have bidets because we're no longer gonna like
because
use toilet tissues.
That ain't got shit.
We're not
to
gonna
do
use
us.
The toilet tissue no
it's
more
because
we're fearful.
Oh, okay.
Yeah,
I like that.
We're scared. The other thing is...
That ain't going on my booty hole, but you know what's going on my booty hole? Water.
That's right. You know, back in my day, boy, see, we couldn't wipe our asses for 2 whole months.
What you mean?
I was walking around with dried up boo-boo on my butt cheeks.
Not dried
so,
up.
So you, it is a privilege for you to have some tissue toilets in this house.
Who's?
That's what I'm saying, yo. You're not thinking forward. You're not thinking forward. You stuck in the present, yo. You gotta look forward, bro. I'm trying to tell you, shit about to change, yo. We're gonna tell our kids about, yo. We watched the Twin Towers.
I know.
We watched the DC Sniper.
It's so much.
The market crash, Corona. What else, bro? There's so much shit.
Like...
We killed Osama, yo. I watched that nigga get shot.
We also had a black president. Yo, I don't think you'll ever find, like...
We had the first black president.
First black president.
Bruh.
We voted for that, too. Shout out to those that had graduated 08 and
bruh,
younger.
Shit was wild
like
in these streets, yo.
And
our grandkids go think we're fucking superheroes, bro.
Yeah,
we're,
absolutely.
Son, this shit's wild, bro.
Damn, my grandma, my grandpa is like so cool. Talk about that time with you.
Bro, we saw the internet boom. Like, that was us.
Yeah.
We could still talk about how, like, yo, LimeWire, bruh, Y2K,
yeah.
We saw it all. And my I can't wait to
talk. Like, LimeWire is, like, having sex raw with your computer.
Hey, man.
It's, like, so many, like, risk taken.
Like, I can't wait to tell my grandkids.
Fucking files.
Nah, yo, I can't wait to tell my grandkids.
You,
yo, you don't know about the days
Lil
when
Wayne
you were looking for
mixtape.
You don't know about the days when you were looking for a Lil Wayne mixtape and you pulled it up and it was actually a Soulja Boy track. Because everything that you found on LimeWire was fucking Soulja Boy. Like, they're not gonna be hip.
And the chicken noodle soup with a soda on the side.
Soulja Boy was a genius for that. They're not gonna know about copying, burning CDs and selling them jokes
at
your house.
Not at all.
I mean, at your house, at your school. They're not gonna know this shit. All right, man, grandkids.
I feel like the TikTok era is a shortcut. Y'all are just control alt deleting your life. Okay, I feel like it's a shortcut to your life. You need to get on what we used to do is the YouTube. Fuck a TikTok.
All right. So, a hoology lesson.
Oh, yeah, that's
for
right.
For the listeners.
So, the hoology lesson that I have for today on this glorious day of...
It's Thursday.
Yep, Thursday.
It is April something. April something.
We're going to figure it out.
I don't know. Dates don't matter either.
So
my
hoology lesson would be keep the... Well, we can't really go Chipotle and Subway like that. But...
Fend for yourself.
I am going to go with... When you go to Chipotle or Subway, ask for extra napkins. Keep in your car, your purse, and your persons. Because I feel like these niggas is nasty. There are times you just want to just, like, wash your junk, wash your cooch, and wash your hands. Now you got something that can dry it up. Pat, 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 pat. After you wash your hands, those will come in handy when you take your hoe bath. You're welcome.
So the lesson is to have your own shit.
Oh, yeah, absolutely. I probably should have condensed it some.
The lessons that have your own shit. Have your napkin so you can take your whole bath in the car.
Yeah.
Right now, have your own hand sanitizer.
Oh, absolutely.
Because think it is, bruh. Niggas out here with their hand sanitizer and shit, they give it to you to put on your hands. But my nigga, you've been touching that hand sanitizer. I don't know where your hand's been.
Right.
You know how many people, you know how many men do not wash their hands after masturbating?
Oh, my gosh. Don't tell me that.
I can guarantee you.
Oh my
God. And even, like, also, I feel like they make fun of it on TV shows.
I mean, you are very, like, that's one of the main reasons why I was just like, damn.
But
that's
because Brenda's crazy.
I can move in with this nigga.
That's because my mom's crazy.
Like, you got standards.
But all I'm saying, niggas will beat their meat and then dig their hand into a bag of Cool Ranch Doritos. Eating jizz and Cool Ranch. That's disgusting. But... You want to have your own shit. Even now, if you're not being a hoe, you got your own bottle of hand sanitizer.
Yeah.
You got your own tissues, your own napkins.
Even your own water bottle. Mm-hmm. Like, I mean, sometimes people got their purified water and stuff like that. I think it's just important to just, like, even bring your own water bottle.
Did you ever have your, they call it a weekend bag or the hoe bag? You ever, like, pack your hoe bag? What's in your hoe bag?
Okay, so in my whole bag, I would have, sorry, mom and dad, you know, got it honestly. So I would have a toothbrush, like a small thing of toothpaste. I love wipes. So like the coconut melon, like cool, like I like to wipe my face, you know, just the, not PEMDAS. What is it?
What?
It was like,
I call it the Holy Trinity.
Yeah. It was like, so.
Cause it's like an upside down triangle.
Yeah. So it was like,
you gotta get armpits and the meat.
Yep. And then, yeah. So I think the, and then the cucumber melon smell is just like unmatched. So like the wipes, that, an extra pair of drawers. I'll take like a few bobby pins because it's like, I'm not going to do this walk of shame and not look any old kind of way. But I think it's important because like for women, like I can walk out with like his sweatshirt or his sweatpants or whatever.
But that's too risky because then somebody's going to be like, hey,
I need my own underwear. You don't
look like, that don't look like your shirt. Like that's a risk, especially like, I don't know.
I think I really got caught with like being a hoe on campus, and that's the truest thing that I could really say it, because I know there is this other podcaster on the Africanist where he's just like, I had no idea this was even happening.
Shout out to the Africanist podcast. If you yes. haven't checked it out, you should definitely check that shit out. Available on all the other podcast streaming apps, so yes. definitely go listen to it.
Absolutely.
That's the home team too, bro. That's the
back of the DMV. Yeah, you should definitely
check it out. The PG Moco vibes in this bitch.
Yeah.
But
it's true. It's just kind of like, we don't know about these things because it's like, I
you kept it on the low.
I did. I kept it on the low. Ain't nobody putting their business out on there. I wasn't on the little rollers page. There was a real fucking rollers
page. Oh, no,
page.
I know.
Oh, my gosh. Did y'all do that in Towson?
No, we used the DMV rollers. There was a Baltimore rollers.
No! Yeah.
And that's how I sought out my prey. Anyways, I think a woman's hoe bag is way more like involved than a man's, because I would just have a pair of drawers, toothbrush, maybe a different t-shirt, a phone charger, and that's it.
Oh yeah,
I don't need anything else. I'm good. Like,
the phone charger is so smart. I didn't even think about
like
that.
We Gucci. Yeah. I can charge my phone. I can call somebody to come pick me up.
Yeah,
I can put a different t-shirt. Oh, deodorant.
Yeah.
Deodorant. Yeah. Deodorant is important too. But nah, nigga, I just want to smell decent. I don't even wash my meat. That's like, you know, sometimes look, hey. Sprinkle a little water on that bitch. We good.
But I'm saying,
you know, take some hand soap in the bathroom and just scrub it up, dub.
But that's what I'm saying. When you do that and you have your own Chipotle or Subway napkins, you can do a little pat pat so that you don't smell like.
Because you could do, women could do a whole bath in the car.
I mean,
if you got your shit with you, if you can't correct.
I mean, there's just so many different areas that you could do it in, but I just prefer that women can carry their own like napkins so that they're not like. Using, because, you know, nothing against the guys, but guys can't really clean or have a decent bathroom. So you have like a shirt draped over it. You don't know if it's used or you don't know if it's
y'all wildin', because women's bathrooms so be like, trifling. Like, don't play with me.
Like that sounds crazy as hell.
The other thing is you just want to have your own shit. I got one of my closest friends, one of my best friends to this day. You got
to this day.
You even got to have tissues in your own pocket, because I was in this man's car back in the day. I was like, oh shit, I got to blow my nose, bruh. And I was like, you got tissues? He was like, I don't know. I saw a tissue in the side door. So I picked the tissue up. And he was like, ah, throw that away. And like, everybody knows I don't like littering. I hate littering.
Oh, well, aren't you considerate?
So I was like, I'm not throwing it out the window. So I just dropped it. And I was like, what the fuck? What the hell? Why are we screaming? What's happening?
Right.
He's like, yeah, bro. This girl topped me off and then spit it into the napkin. So why was the napkin still in the car? Also, why didn't she just spin it out the window? Or open the door? Why she had to spin it to the car? That's not litter. Well, I guess it is litter. You just spit your children onto the concrete.
My gosh. But, the wording of all of this. But right
like,
now
damn. Bruh, like, why is it in the tissue? And why is the tissue still here? And then why you let me touch the tissue? You should have stopped
me
sooner.
Friend, this
I don't know.
Self-sabotaging.
Whatever. That's crazy. Just keep your own shit. The Hoology lesson of today. is make sure you got your own shit. Yeah. Whether it's napkins, whether it's hand sanitizer during these Rona times, whether it's condoms. Ooh, you gotta have condoms because bitches be poking holes in them just.
Yeah.
Whether
have it's your own. Have your whether own. It's even from auntie, like speaking from auntie,
you gotta have your own shit, condoms, yo. You man. Gotta, especially because niggas be trifling too. Back in the day, niggas would be like, "Yeah, I put it on. That's rape."
No, right? Exactly.
Like, ooh, damn.
Let me see you. You know put how many
people.
On.
You know how many people are gonna hear that and be like, "Oh shit, I'm a rapist now."
Yeah.
You're fucked up it. In the head. But, like, yo, just have your own shit, bro. Have your napkins, have your clothes, have your own t-shirt. Ladies, you go over to a nigga's house, have an extra t-shirt. You don't want to wear that nigga's shirt because then that gives him reason to call you back. And you don't want to talk to that nigga. You just try to get your nut on. Like, get the fuck out of here. Anyways, it's the motherfucking Entangle Podcast.
That was everything.
We in this bitch, yo. Yeah. Once again, we are here risking our lives to give you this hot, raw, steaming, moist content.
Not moist.
And so, you just take it with consent.
Right.
Definitely spread the word, yo. Entangle Podcast is here. We cannot wait till this shit is over. We're gonna make sure that we have something special for all our fucking listeners. It's your boy Teddy.
It's your girl Ray Rashana Dawn.
Yo, we out this bitch. Suck a butt, nigga.
We love you. Be safe.